firstly, congratulations on this amazing new campaign, which I understand you are one of the faces of. How did this come about?
I was diagnosed with breast cancer in July 2021. And sort of one of the things that I set out to do fairly early on was do some fundraising, because I felt that by doing something meaningful, it gave me a goal and a focus, and sort of felt that I could sort of give something back whilst going through treatment. CRUK just sort of got in touch in terms of their media volunteers program, and that's how it came about, really.
What does this mean you have to do as one of the faces of the campaign?
So I've been involved in the advertising campaign, and so they've done some filming with us and some photography as well. And one of the things I'm hoping to do through this is to sort of raise awareness for the campaign through social media, through their own campaign, and to continue raising funds for them.
Can you explain the importance of it, please?
So, I mean, CRUK is reliant upon donations and legacies to fund their research. Essentially, they have no government funding, so everything that they do is funded by the generous donations of the public. And it's their research that is, you know, finding new treatments, better treatments, and obviously looking for, you know, hopefully cures for all types of cancer.
Money's very tight for a lot of people at the moment, and charity is sometimes the last thing that people think about donating to when they've got their own struggles. Cancer is something that affects everybody now. And so what would you say to those people who are thinking about donating to Cancer Research UK, but cancer hasn't personally affected them?
So one in two of us will be diagnosed with some form of cancer during our lifetime. In terms of sort of breast cancer, one in seven of us will be affected, you know, personally. So all of our lives will be touched by cancer, and by, you know, donating to CRUK, even just sort of, you know, a few pence a few pounds, that's really going to sort of put money towards those really important research trials, but also it's going to help treatments that are going to allow people to have these sort of precious moments with their friends and families, because cancer is something that's going to touch all of us within our lifetime, either, you know, personally or, you know, through a friend. So every little that you can give will help and mean that people can spend more time with their loved ones.
And I guess you could say it's because of the awareness over the last couple of decades by charities like Cancer Research UK that breast cancer is one of the better dealt with cancers.
Absolutely. It's just so important for people to just check themselves monthly. It's one of those things that we all think that we should do, and then suddenly a few months later, time's gone and it maybe hasn't happened. And, you know, in this sort of time, we can easily sort of set a reminder on our phones to sort of do that, because it's one of those things that if caught early enough, then often it can be curative, the treatment.
And you're a GP. What would your message be to people who are worried about breast cancer? It is hard to get a doctor's appointment, but people who are worried about going to the doctors and they might have some symptoms, but they're not sure if it's really worth bothering their doctor with these symptoms.
And the one thing I would say to people is that we would always much rather see somebody and reassure them if something's okay than potentially miss, you know, somebody's early diagnosis because they were either embarrassed or they didn't want to bother the doctor. And that's why we're there. We're general practitioners. We're there to help. And if you've got something that you're concerned about, you will just call up and you will get an appointment. And if for any reason you're not able to get an appointment, please just persist, because the earlier these things are caught, the more likely the success of treatment.
And what are those signs we should be looking out for when we're checking our breasts?
Firstly, just any looking at your breasts in the mirror. So looking for any signs of asymmetry. So one side looking different to the other. Now, most people will have a degree of asymmetry, but it's when those things change. So you're also looking for any signs of skin dimpling, so a sort of change in the surface of the skin. Sometimes you can see the skin can look a little bit like orange peel, and that can be a sign that there's something underneath that's pulling. Look at your nipples, look for any signs that the nipple has changed, that it's pointing inwards when it would point outwards. Any abnormal nipple discharge, any blood from the nipple, any signs of skin changes that maybe look a bit like eczema can sometimes be, you know, an early sign. And then just having a feel around the area, feel you know, each sort of go around the breast as if it's like a clock, go clockwork, and then check over the nipple area and have a gentle feel in your armpit to just see if there's any lumps and bumps where there might be lymph nodes. Do it on both sides. Try and do it roughly the same time each month if you're still having a menstrual cycle. Because if you know what it feels like when things are normal, then you're far more likely to pick up something when it's not normal. And if you do find something that's not normal, go and see your doctor.
And one of the misconceptions is that it's only women who can get breast cancer, because of course men get breast cancer too, don't they?
Absolutely. So whilst it is rarer in men, it can still happen. And so that's why everyone should just, you know, try and check their chests, because, you know, they're there. It's easy enough to sort of have a feel and have a look. And it's really the same for sort of, you know, testicular cancer as well. Again, if you sort of feel what things feel like on a normal sort of day-to-day basis, then you're far more likely to pick up when there's something that's different.
Oh, thank you so much. Is there anything else that you'd like to say?
Just that if you've got a spare pound, or even, you know, a spare few pounds, please donate to cancer research, because research saves lives.